Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is brought to you, or is heard nationally, 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 80 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on the radiation poisoning of America when we come back. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious that something's wrong with the Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools. They're banned now from our public institutions, and they've been banned from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these 10 simple time-tested laws, we see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place. They teach these 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our schools, our public institutions. We've made them a part of our national psyche. And this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years, don't you think? For instance, are you aware that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but she can have an abortion? She can have an abortion. Your daughter can have an abortion arranged through your same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent. That's why I contend that the solution to this moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. You know, our founding fathers practiced and advocated the Ten Commandments. They even put 22 principles of that law into our federal constitution. And there's still at least one school left in America that teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments, all 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, as well as the penalties and the 33 benefits that we all receive for their observance. Now, you know, every law has a penalty. You don't have to know what the penalty is to suffer from its effect. So whether you call this the Mosaic Law, the Law of God, the Common Law, Natural Law, Karma, or something else, you know, it's automatic. It works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happens to be the natural penalty for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order my free General Law CD package? It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free. You can call right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. If you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email and send us an email request for that free General Law CD package. Once more, that's georgegordon.org. Or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about microwave radiation. The biggest source of this microwave radiation now is coming from these cell towers. And if you're driving your car, you're not insulated from it. In fact, your automobile, being all steel, or mostly steel, attracts microwave radiation. How do you like that? If you're living in the city, like San Francisco, they've got 12 microwave towers for every square mile of that piece of real estate, 42 square miles. 542, I think, was the number I saw here. And then you got another source of microwave radiation. That's that telephone you're sticking up to your ear. You got another source with your microwave ovens. We covered that in the last program. So this microwaving is all around us. Now, it's not only all around us today, they're going to increase. They're going to build up the power from each one of these sources. And that's because right now a microwave tower serves anywhere from 6 to 25 square miles. So about every 25 miles, you're going to find one of these. In fact, just driving over to West Plains or driving up to Springfield, you're going to pass, you know, 10 of these. In 87 miles from here to Springfield, I'll bet you there's 10 of them. Now, every few miles, you got a microwave tower. And those are the ones you can see alongside the main highways. What about all those that you can't see? There are now thousands of these towers all over America, and they're emitting this microwave radiation. It's the slow cook. They're cooking our internal organs slowly with the microwave radiation, which is delivered by AC power rather than DC. The natural microwave that we're receiving is DC from the sun. The unnatural is the AC, which is being delivered by these towers. I'm not here to suggest that we should join some movement to get rid of microwave towers. That's not going to happen. I mean, we can forget that. That's not even intelligent. Let's concentrate on what do I do to save my own bacon. I mean, I'm not going to save all you people out there from this. Most of you couldn't even care less. You don't care about it one way or the other. Well, if you don't care, neither do I. But I'm concerned about me. I'm just concerned about old George. And I see that there's a problem here. Not as bad a problem yet as some of these doomsayers say that we've got. But it's going to get that bad, though. And that's because they're going to boost the power output on these microwave antennas, or the towers they've got now, so that it'll cover 3,000 square miles. Now, boys and girls, that's going to be some real power. And Jesus made an observation one time. It was in the book of Matthew. It's just Matthew 24:22. He says, "Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Now, that's good news. You know, the good news is God himself is going to intervene before we kill ourselves. But there's an article here, the last article I wanted to cover here before we get into the nuts and bolts of, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, if you don't have a solution, you don't need to talk about the problem. We don't need to sit here and beat our gums about problems that don't have solutions. It's like global warming, you know. You're not going to solve that global warming problem. I suspect that it's being caused by God himself. And what are you going to do? You're going to get out here with Al Gore and you're going to thwart God's plan for the Great Tribulation by shutting down a coal-fired power plant or something like that? I say you're going to do it and fall back in it. But here's a story here about harmful radiation. Radiation is a disturbance of the ether, either matrix of the universe, traveling at the velocity of light. The ranges of radiations are determined by their frequency and the number of oscillations per second. These elements are controlled by the wavelength, the distance covered by the wave per second of travel. EMF radiation from man-made and solar sources is accelerating at an unprecedented rate. In fact, I reported to you last time, it's increasing at the rate of 15% a year. So if we just take 15%, and then we take 15% of that, and then 15% of that, and then so on, let's see, how long does it take to double? We take 72 divided by 15. It doubles every 4.8 years. So you take the total amount of radiation that you're being subjected to. In 5 years, you're going to be subjected to double that. Take 5 years, and then you're going to be subject to double that. And then take 5 more years, and you'll be doubling that. Now, there's a limit out here somewhere. I don't know where that limit is, but there's a limit out here. And the idea that there isn't a limit over here, I think, is self-serving for the industries that are promoting the technology. You know, just common sense tells you, if 4% of our population, I think it's 4%, we figured the other day, 12 million people, are being affected by these waves today, you double that and you're going to have a percentage increase. I don't know if it's going to be double, but there's going to be an increase. Then you double that again, you're going to have another increase, and so on up the line. You know, at some point in time, before it affects 100% of us, people are going to get tired of it. But I'm not sure that just because you get tired of it, you're going to be able to shut it off. It's kind of like this global warming thing. You know, they're talking about, well, we're in an envelope here, and we got to solve this global warming problem, or else it'll get so far out of hand that we won't be able to control it. Hell, that's already occurred. By the time you get through with the United Nations and all these committees of Congress, hell, it'll be 25 years before you people are ever able to do anything constructive, even if you could do something constructive to avert global warming. And I think it's a dead letter issue. God himself is going to intervene or else we're all cooked. That's what the bottom line is going to come out to be. But be that as it may, the radiation problem isn't even on the drawing boards, for crying out loud. Nobody even knows that there's a problem out there. I say nobody, you know, there's a few thousand people in the country maybe know there's a problem, but there's not anybody out here organized to do anything about it. And even if there was, half the people in the world are sitting around here with these cell phones at their ears right now. You're not gonna shut down the cell phone industry. And that's a daydream, you know, that's farther out than evolutionary philosophy or Christmas and Santa Claus at Christmas time. That isn't gonna happen. Dream on. Now there's a solution here, and you and I have to come up with a solution. You know, for ourselves at least. Now, most people have learned too late the damaging effects of solar radiation. Those now battling melanoma, skin cancers, and precancerous cells are now realizing that those beautiful tans in the past created consequences that they could never imagine. Scientists are continuing to discover just how damaging the sun's rays can be to our cells. It breaks down DNA and RNA molecules, creates abnormal cells and an aberrant cellular activity. This weakens our immune systems. Dr. Gerber, in his book, Vibrational Medicine, clearly shows that human life processes are the result of a series of interacting multidimensional subtle energy systems. If these systems become imbalanced, there may be resulting pathological symptoms that manifest on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual planes. Now, when the energy systems of human beings are weakened or are out of balance, the body's energy fields oscillate at a different or less harmonic frequency. The energy fields must be balanced in the source of interference, counteracted or eliminated for the body to return to a high level of health and vitality. Researcher George Lakhovsky, in the book The Secret of Life, presented the idea that solar and cosmic radiation contributed to the formation of abnormal cells in geographical areas where the soil possessed electrically conductive properties. Water-filled clay soils are premier conductors of EMF radiation, and therefore create barriers against all solar and cosmic radiation being absorbed harmlessly into the earth. This causes the radiation to reflect off the soil to create secondary interference fields that disrupt the oscillatory equilibrium of the cells. Lakhovsky believed all types of radiation affected living systems, especially cosmic and solar radiation. This radiation maintains the natural oscillation of healthy cells by neutralizing antagonistic radiations through resonance and interference if there is no secondary radiation caused by water-filled clay or iron ore-laden soils. Anything that created variations in the field of cosmic and solar radiation would cause a state of disequilibrium in living cells. Once this happens, they can no longer oscillate according to their natural frequency. Now, the ultimate result would be a breakdown in health and a manifestation of disease. Lakhovsky looked upon sunspots as an important source of cosmic radiation and sun energy. Reaching the earth, and he noticed increased sunspot activity correlated with abundant rainfall and crop growth in the tropics and increases in diseases and epidemics. He believed that all diseases, especially cancer, are the result of oscillatory disequilibrium in cells. In his research, he discovered that the geological nature of the soil modifies the field of cosmic radiation at the Earth's surface. Soils permeable to the cosmic and solar rays, such as sand, sandstone, gravel, limestone, and etc., absorbed external radiations to a great depth. they did not create the secondary radiations produced by the soils that are impermeable to the rays. Areas where clays and clay soils with excessive water content and mineral ores were abundant had the greatest incidence of cancer. Power lines, transformers, appliances, radars, televisions, microwaves, copiers, computers, automobile engines, cellular phones, and all other devices which are man-made energy to operate produce electromagnetic fields that are suspected of being dangerous to your mental and physical health. Your office and home are filled with these electrical gadgets, electrical wiring devices and machines which create EMF radiation. These unnatural energy fields, especially those produced by alternating currents operating at 60 cycles per second, are suspected of causing depression, suicide, cancer, leukemia, psychoses, cataracts, and other physical and mental problems in unsuspecting individuals. In the article, The Menace of Electric Smog, author Lowell Ponte said, at issue is electromagnetic pollution. Electric smog, the unseen energy waves that spread outward like ripples in a pond around every electrical device we use, and we use many devices. The United States is wired with 500,000 miles of high-voltage power lines. Industry, government, and the military depend on 250,000 microwave relay links. Airliners see and are seen by way of radar. 9 million broadcasting transmitters and microwave relay stations and 30 million CB radios flood our airwaves. Industry employs 35 million electromagnetic devices. As a result, a typical American now gets a daily dosage of electromagnetic radiation up to 200 million times more intense than what his ancestors took in from the sun, the stars, and other natural sources. So you and I are getting bombarded with 200 million times more intense microwave radiations than our ancestors did. Dr. Becker, one of the most suspected research scientists in the world, stated that we now live in a sea of electromagnetic radiation that we can't sense and that never before existed on this planet. New evidence suggests that this massive radiation may be producing stress, disease, and other harmful effects all over the world by interfering with the most basic levels of brain function. In his book, The Body Electric, he says, three dangers overshadow all others. The first has been conclusively proven. ELF, that's extremely low frequency electromagnetic field vibrations, at about 30 to 100 hertz, have, even if they're weaker than the Earth's field, interfere with the clues and cues that keep our biological cycles properly timed. Chronic stress and impaired disease resistance results. Secondly, the available evidence strongly suggests that regulation of cellular growth processes is impaired by electropollution. The danger is immediate, and the danger is overwhelming in the long run. I believe the ultimate weapon is manipulation of our electromagnetic environment because it's imperceptibly subtle, and it strikes at the core of life itself. We are dealing here with the most important scientific discovery ever, the nature of life. Even if we survive the chemical and atomic threats to our existence, there is a strong possibility that increasing electropollution could set into motion irreversible changes leading to our extinction before we are even aware of them. Now, all life pulsates in time to the earth, and our artificial fields cause abnormal reactions in all organisms. Now, magnetic reversals may have produced the great dying of the past by disrupting the biocycles so as to cause stress, sterility, birth defects, malignancies, and impaired brain function. Human activities may well have duplicated in 3 decades what otherwise would have taken 5,000 years to develop during the next several. Somehow, these dangers must be brought into the open so forcefully that the entire population of the world is made aware of them. Now, since our civilization is irreversibly dependent upon electronic and electronics, abolition of electromagnetic radiation is out of the question. However, as a first step in averting disaster, we must halt the introduction of new sources of electromagnetic energy while we investigate the biohazards of those we already have with completeness and honesty that have so far been in short supply. Now, recent studies of mice exposed for 30 days to 60 cycle electromagnetic fields, whose strength was similar to those found near high voltage transmission lines, revealed changes in hormone patterns, body weight, and blood chemistries, producing all the signs of chronic stress, but also a steady increase in the degenerative diseases, particularly those related to a decreased competency of the immune system, such as, but not limited to, cancer. All right, let's pause there for a moment and think about this. The electromagnetic impulses that we are being subjected to are AC power sources, not the DC power from the sun. And it's being increased at the rate of 15% a year, or doubles about every 5 years. Already we can see that there are biological changes in our bodies. Our immune systems are weaker. Diseases are increasing. They've been doing so for the past 100 years. And we haven't been subjected to the full range of electromagnetic pulses that we're about to be subjected to over the next 5, 10, or 15 years. If you think this is bad so far, we ain't seen nothing yet. Now remember, Jesus made this observation 2,000 years ago. He said that except those days should be shortened, these end-time days where we've got nuclear weapons, the end-time days when the population of the earth is outstripping the means of feeding them all, 6.5 billion people. He told us here in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, same story. These chapters compared with Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, and Revelation 6 tell us a pretty definitive story about what the period of time would look like. Daniel 12 says that in those days, knowledge would be increased. In the last 200 years, boys and girls, we've had a knowledge explosion. Never before that we know of in history. I think we've had this a couple of times in history in the past, but those societies imploded and destroyed life on the planet twice. Nuclear exchanges that we know of, that we can see. Now we've got one here that, coupled with a lot of other problems, I don't say that the electromagnetic waves are going to kill us all, but you know, you take the food and you keep decreasing the available nutrients in the food, you know, by about half every 20, 30 years, and you do that over a 100-year period, you know, from 1917 to 37, dropped by half, 37 to 73, dropped by half, and 73 to 2000, dropped by half. I don't know what the cumulative effect of 50, 50, and 50 is, but it's, you know, if we take 100 and divide it in half, we got 50. Divide it in half again, you got 25. Divide it in half again, you got 12 and a half. So Compared to 1917, the food value is 12.5% of what it was in 1917. Then stick it in a microwave oven and you can take that 12.5% that's left and nuke 90% of it out. I mean, we're getting down to where we're eating food here with no nutritional value at all. None. Zero. Zilch. Now, we can solve that problem. I've solved it here on our farm. There are other people that have solved it. Nutrients are almost a necessity. I mean, you can't get enough food value out of the food you're eating out of Kroger's to sustain your body, to sustain your life without having nutrients, supplements. And that's where we're at today in 2007. So my common sense tells me that we need to do something about our food. That's a must. You're not going to do that in downtown San Francisco. You might do that if you moved out of town, got yourself a little plot of ground. We teach a class here on how to make $100,000 on 25 acres or less. Listen, you can support a family of six on 5,000 square feet. And that's with a house sitting on it. You need 2,000 square feet for food production, 2,000 square feet of Rodale's, what they call that, biointensive farming, can produce enough food and fiber for six people to support them and give them all of the nutrients that they need out of your own ground. I've said you can do this in downtown Cleveland. I'm not sure you can do that in downtown Cleveland. I think that the electromagnetic pulses now in these big cities probably preclude that. Probably. But you can still do it out here in the countryside, but I don't know for how long. Now, I'm about a mile from one of these towers. And already, I think that we're probably going to have to shield our house from the pulses from the tower. Now, they tell me if I'm a quarter of a mile away from it, I'm all right. But wait until they boost the power on that thing by about 10, 20, or 30 times. Then where am I going to be? See, I'm going to have to be shielded from it. I mentioned to you earlier, it seemed like to me more logical that we would shield the towers. But, why not shield the people from the electromagnetic pulses? But, you're not going to expect the industry to do that, are you? And that's like asking the doctors over here to act responsibly. That's like asking the pharmaceutical companies to stop killing us with Vioxx. They're not going to do that. Manfred Kochner, a German medical doctor, in his book, Man Does Not Die in August, described the effects of the installation of a modern communication system on the health of the inhabitants of a rural area in Bavaria. Up to the time of the installation, the health of the residents was incredible, comparing favorably to the health and longevity of the Hunza people. But within 6 months of the introduction of the electrical lines and microwave towers essential for telephone, TV, and radio communication, these previously healthy people began to die of cancer, heart attacks, to have cavities in their teeth, conditions unheard of in the past. Over the last 10 years, there has been scattered media coverage about the danger of EMF pollution. Many researchers and scientists in this field were persecuted and ridiculed for their dire warnings of the dangerous effects of the EMF radiation on living creatures. Well, in 1989, news broadcasts, radio programs, television specials, magazines, and newspapers covered the topic of EMF. Now, this is in Germany. And radiation and the effects on human beings. The New Yorker, People, InfoWorld, Newsweek, and Discover magazines carried articles exposing the frightening results of recent scientific studies here in the United States. They addressed newfound fears about the harmful effects of EMF pollution created by power lines, transformers, appliances, machines, and computers. In the December 1989 issue of People magazine, Paul Broder, author of The Zapping of America and Currents of Death, discussed the alleged dangers posed by EMF radiation generated by high current power lines, electric blankets, and computer video display terminals. And he said anyone who lives or works in an electromagnetic field is at risk. VDTs first came under suspicion in the late 1970s and early 1980s when a dozen or so unexplained clusters of miscarriages and birth defects were found in groups of women who worked with computers. In one group of computer operators at Sears in Dallas, Texas, 8 out of 12 pregnancies ended in miscarriage or neonatal death. In 1988, the Kaiser Permanente Medical Care Program did a study of 1,583 California women who worked 20 hours a week or more in a week with the VDTs. They stood an 80% greater chance of miscarrying than women who did similar work without the VDTs. So you women, you want to work with computers. Just sit there at the computer screen, 20 hours a week. And then get pregnant, and you've got an 80% chance of carrying a miscarriage. Now, in the July-August 86 issue of the American Health, Nancy Shute talked about a study done in Colorado by Nancy Wertheimer that linked high current power lines and transformers to cancer in children. She talked about a study by the Maryland Department of Health and Hygiene, which found an unusually high percentage of electricians, electronics engineers, and utility repairmen among 951 men who died of brain tumors. In the December 89 issue of Discover magazine, David Noland explored updates at Wertheimer's research, which indicated that the homes most affected were those closest to the transformers, serving the largest numbers of people. He found that Mrs. Wertheimer believed that the more power being drawn, the greater the EMF and the incidence of disease. Automobiles, planes, buses, motorcycles, and other machines which use spark plugs produce very powerful EMF radiation every time a spark plug fires. And they're now being recognized as generators and receivers of EMF pollution. The metal bodies of vehicles are powerful antennas that pick up EMF radiation from microwave and radar transmitters, CB radios, cellular telephones, radar guns, overhead power lines and transformers. It's no wonder that people feel exhausted during and after long trips in automobiles, buses, and airplanes. Many health experts now realize that the loss of vitality precedes the loss of health. Individuals lose vitality because of various stresses that adversely affect the functioning of biological systems that operate electrically in an electric wave universe. Man-made electromagnetic pollution interferes with the basic electrical function. It shuts down vitality and finally produces disease symptoms, which results ultimately in death. Now, that article right there comes from www.bewisepolarize.com. That's BEWISEPOLARIZE, all one word, .com. All right, just one more little piece to the puzzle. Now, except for harmful health problems, electromagnetism doesn't have any concern for us at all, except for health. Everything's going along fine. And of course, health is about where it's at, isn't it? Hey, let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review, and we're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.com. .org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. Now, if you'd like more information, please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives that can be accessed through the website as well. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. That's for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do it 7 days a week. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. However, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine, or mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers and sponsors, or the management or the staff of this network or of this local radio station. But for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about microwaves. The radiation poisoning of America. And it's occurring, has been occurring for about 100 years. And it's doubling at the present rate about, 15% a year, and it doubles about every 4.8 years. And we've got a new program coming on here called Wi-Fi, and they're going to increase the power coming out of the existing microwave towers by 10, 20, or even 50 times the amount that's coming out now. The amount of microwave energy coming out now affects 4% of our population, about 12 million people, adversely. It kills a number of people every year. We don't know how many. See, this is one of those perfect crimes. It's kind of like chemical spraying over our heads. We know that it contains carcinogens. We know that it causes upper respiratory effect, and then it's killing people. We don't know how many, and we can't necessarily say, well, it's the chemtrail that did it. That's what did old Tom in. He got pneumonia from it and died. You can rest assured that thousands of people are dying from those chemtrails, but we can't with specificity identify it. Now, thousands of people are dying from this electromagnetic pollution, but you can't put your finger on it and say, oh, Bob died from it. It's a combination of a number of things. It's an assault. It's an abuse of our bodily processes. Not just from the microwaves, but from a source of other causes as well. Chemtrails are part of it. Bad food is a part of it. And microwave is a part of it. And there's probably 10 or 15 more little parts of the overall puzzle that's causing us to have such an outrageous increase in cancer from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2. 1 in 33 to 1 out of every 2 people will get cancer in his or her lifetime. All right, now let's talk about what do we do about this. There's a number of things that we do, and I gave you some sources of information that you can go to get some meters. Remember the tri-field meter, $145. The electrosmog detector, that was $99. Allen Broadband produces radiation detection devices with models ranging from $159 to $2,800. Now here's a phone number you can call. Write this down. The number is 888-369-9627. That's called the ZapChecker.com. That's www.ZapChecker, ZapChecker.com. That was one. Here's the second one here. 1-800-658-7030. Again, that's 1-800-658-7030. That's called the Tri-Field Meter. You can also go to their website. It's www.trifield.com. T-R-I-F-I-E-L-D. Trifield.com. That's two. And here's a third one called the Electrosmog Detector. Allows you to hear the intensity of RF microwave pollution in your environment. $99. And that's Hearing is Believing, Box 64, Hayden Lake, Idaho. Hearing is Believing. Hearing is Believing. Box 64, Hayden Lake, Idaho, 83835. Again, that zip code 83835. They've got an email there. It's called gzz@icehouse.net. Okay, now those are the meters. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get one of those meters. I think I'm going to get this $159 model from the Zap Checker guy. And that'll tell me how much I'm being exposed to. And any is too much. But, you know, it's like anything else, you know. Any Coca-Cola is too much, but one a day is obscene. So let's see if we can get these down to one a week. Now there's another thing over here we need to do, and that's to get rid of these telephones. Now I'm going to keep my cell phone. I'm going to keep it in the car, turned off. And when I break down and I need it, I'll turn it on and I'll use it. And then I'll turn it off and put it back. You know, if you use your cell phone like drinking Coca-Cola, you drink one a week, I think you could probably drink a Coke a week and live to be 100. But I don't think you can live to be 100 drinking a Coke a day. I had a guy in here one time, he's sitting here with his wife, and they brought in a 12-pack of Coca-Cola Classic. They drank all 12 cans in 3 hours between 9 o'clock in the morning and 12 noon, and came back in the afternoon with another 12-pack, and they polished off the second 12-pack. Now that's a case of Coke, 24 cans in one day between two people. Now, you know, water would serve their purpose 10 times better. I suggested to them that they think about water, but they looked at me like I was suffering from the terminal stupids. So I didn't say any more. Here, but here's a telephone tip for you. Our best tip. If you want a safe household telephone, you go to AT&T. That's AT&T corded speakerphone number 950. It's available at most large office supply stores. It emits no microwave radiation, holds up to heavy use, has a great digital display screen, and allows hands-free conversation. Hands-free conversation. That's what you're trying to accomplish here. Now, I had one here, and it went haywire on me. I used to wear my headset with it. Hands-free operation. Now, here's a little caution for you because, you know, my boy called me the other day and he uses a cell phone in his truck. Called me up and he says, hey, talking to his mama there, he said, hey, mama, there are many devices on the market claiming to protect wireless users from radiation. These include air tube headsets, ferrite bead clip-ons, or that might be a ferrite head clip-ons, and an array of paste-ons advertised to cut down on thermal effects or deflect negative energy. Well, energy testing, kinesiology, and meter readings indicate that these mitigation devices do not do not, they don't, they won't, they can't, they haven't, and they won't in the future adequately protect against the brutal force of near-field microwave radiation. Now, once you hear that there is a problem out there, you can rest assured that some entrepreneur is going to come up with a solution to the problem. Well, so far, these experts haven't come up with anybody yet that's come up with a solution. In fact, they go a little bit further than that, and they say you shouldn't use one of those microwave headsets, one of those cellular telephones at all, period. None, zero, zilch, zip, nada. I don't know if that's extreme or not. You know, when we're talking about extremes over here, you got extremes with the scientists that say you shouldn't use any at all, and you got extremes over here with the cell phone industry that says there isn't a problem in the world. I mean, both of them are lying. Both of them are extremists. Somewhere down the middle. Now, the guys that are the extremists on the right telling you not to use any at all are telling you that these microwave radiation devices are ineffective. You can investigate the effectiveness of these devices by metering radiation levels while using them. Well, that's what I intend to do. I'm going to pay the $160, get me the microwave radiation meter, and then I'm going to strap on my telephone and I'm going to start talking on it. And I'm going to measure the readings. I'm going to measure the reading in my office, measure the readings around my house. I'm going to go over to the microwave tower standing at the base of it, right outside the fence, and measure the reading. And then I'm going to walk over to Jimmy Wallace's concrete plant, and I'm going to measure the reading. Then I'm going to go down to the post office and measure the reading. I'm going to take some action. And I'd recommend you do the same thing. Find out what the hell they're doing to you and who's doing it. Now, don't get wild and extreme. There was, I don't know who did it here, but I don't know, about 10 or 15 years ago, they started raising up these microwave towers, and one of our good old boys out here went out there and knocked it down. They went out with a cutting torch and cut the cables to it, and it fell over. And then, of course, the microwave people, that was before terrorism. You know, today they'd call them terrorists. A terrorist attack in Gainesville, Missouri or something, you know. You'll read about that in your national headlines here. I'm not suggesting that you go out here and knock down their towers. Now, let's not get crazy. And there's another outfit over here that was mentioned in this article. And then I'll have to write to them and say, well, now send me some information about protecting my house. And what they do is they've got a wire mesh thingy over here. And you put it around your house. There's a number of books, cell phones, invisible hazards, cellular telephone, Russian roulette, cell towers, wireless convenience or environmental hazard. Now, here's one here. It's www. Let me give you this one and write this one down. Now, this is pretty good. It says burgerwell.com. It's this excellent German, but it's in English. I mean, it comes out of Germany, but they speak English. It's a site that features RF microwave radiation news from all over the world. The science keeps pouring in, and this is where to find out, along with lots of human interest. Now, they've got a site here, and they tell you, hey, listen, you know, you can shield your home, shield your car. And we're talking about these shields over here. The shields that they're talking about for these headsets, these microwave cellular telephones, they don't work. Now, you can rest assured that there's going to be some fraud come out here and tell me that he can shield my house. Well, no, here's the way I handle that. I call the contractor and I say, well, bring it out. Or better yet, take me and show me a place that you've already done this to. And then let me go out here and measure the microwave radiation outside the shield and inside the shield. Let me see how good it is. Had a guy one time, he's selling the energy machines, and he said to me, give me $17,000 and I'll put you on the list. Well, I don't know about Oprah Winfrey, but $17,000 to me is quite a chunk of change. So I said, well, I'd like to have that energy machine, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy probably two or three of them from you, but I'm going to buy one to start. Deliver it to me, COD, plug it in. If it works like you tell me, I'm going to pay you in gold coin. Guy said, you don't understand. We haven't got the factory built yet. This is Dennis Lee, that energy machine that he was selling, you know, those frauds. Well, anyway, a lot of people signed up, paid him the $17,000. That was 1990, I think it was. That was about 17 years ago. Now, those people are still waiting for the Dennis Lee energy machine. Well, so am I. I'm still waiting for it, too. The difference is they put their $17,000 up front, and I didn't give them a dime. I said, you deliver it, and if it works, I'll buy it. I'm still waiting for delivery. The difference is I haven't had delivery, but I've still got my $17,000. And I'd like to suggest that all the rest of you do the same thing. Now, I'm interested in shielding my house. If I could shield my house and I thought there was a need for it, I'd do it. What I'd really rather these suckers do is to go out here and shield the towers. I think that the microwave people ought to shield their damn towers and protect the rest of us. But if they don't do that, which they're not very likely to, then I guess I got to shield myself. Now, remember, this is the AT&T corded speakerphone. It's called the 950. You can get that at any office supply store. And then I gave you a couple of websites, and I gave you a couple, three sources here for you to get the meters. All right, let's try a couple more here. When they're talking about this microwave radiation shielding devices, make sure that if you're going to buy one now, that it works before you pay for it. Don't buy it and take it home and say, well, I hope it works. What you do is you test it first, and if it works, buy it. If it doesn't, or if the guy says, oh, no, you can't test this. You have to buy it and then take it home, but we guarantee it. Oh, yeah? Where have we heard that crock of baloney before? We guarantee it. And that sounds like George Bush and company, doesn't it? Just trust me. That's what George said, just trust me. Now, and I quit last time. I only got about 4 minutes left here. I'm going to give you 10 reasons. You got this microwave oven in your hand. 10 reasons to throw your microwave oven out. I got to reading these over. I said I wasn't going to bore you with this, but I think I will. From the conclusions of the Swiss, Russian, and German scientific clinical studies, we can no longer ignore the microwave oven sitting in our kitchens. Based on this research, we will conclude this article with the following. Number one, continually eating food processed from a microwave oven causes long-term permanent brain damage by shorting out electrical impulses in your brain. That's your microwave oven, though. You just imagine what your cell phone's done. Number two, the human body cannot metabolize or break down the unknown byproducts created in microwaved food. Number three, male and female hormone production is shut down and or altered by continually eating microwaved foods. Four, the effects of microwaved food byproducts are residual. They are long-term. They are permanent within the human body. Number five, minerals, vitamins, and nutrients of all microwaved food is reduced or altered so that the human body gets little or no benefit from it, or the human body absorbs altered compounds that cannot be broken down. That's number five. Number six, the minerals in vegetables are altered into cancerous free radicals when cooked in microwave ovens. That's the minerals in the vitamins are altered into cancerous free radicals. I'll talk about bad news. That's bad news on top of bad news, which is bad news. Number seven, microwaved foods cause stomach and intestinal cancerous growths, tumors. This may explain the rapidly increased rate of colon cancer in America. Number eight, the prolonged eating of microwaved foods causes cancerous cells to increase in human blood. Number 9, continual ingestion of microwaved food causes immune system deficiencies through lymph gland and blood serum alterations. Number 10, eating microwaved food causes loss of memory, loss of concentration, loss of emotional stability, and a decrease in intelligence. I like that one, a decrease in intelligence. 10 reasons why you should throw out your microwave oven. Now, 90% of Americans have them. Obviously, the majority must be right. But I'm one of those disaffected minorities, and I think they're all wrong. Dead-ass wrong, and I don't have one. Not going to get one. And if you gave me one, I wouldn't use it. But if you've got one, the best thing you can do is unplug it. If you're going to use it rarely. You know, for, you know, if you're going to eat some foodless food to start with, like Eddie Rickenbacker's, is that what his name was? Eddie Orville. No, it's Orville Rickenbacker, isn't it? Roddenbacker or somebody. Orville somebody. You got his popcorn over here and you're going to microwave it. It's foodless food to start with. So, you know, you're going to splurge and taste good and you're going to sit here and watch the movie on HBO or something in the motel room and, you want to eat a little microwave popcorn over here. Okay, well, splurge once. Do that about 3 times a year. You probably live to be 100. But if you're going to do that every day and cook your baked potatoes in there, you know, you can just about bend over, put your head between your ear, your knees, and kiss your hind end goodbye. I think that's about the bottom line to that. All right, now I've given you the meters. I gave you the telephone. That's the AT&T telephone. And I gave you about 10 articles over here. We'll take up Hell's Kitchen next week. That's a hell of a story. That's Joel Wallach, Hell's Kitchen. He's talking about nutrition and health also, but in a little different vein. He's a pretty funny guy. You'll like him. You'll like his book called Hell's Kitchen. You can get it from... You can get it from that bookstore down there in Austin, Texas. What's their name again? Let me get that one out here for you. It's called Brave New Bookstore. I like the Brave New Bookstore. Their telephone number is 512-480-2503. Let me recommend Hell's Kitchen. That's one of the books I've got there. That's a Joel Wallach book. That's a Dead Doctors Don't Lie book. You can also get them online. It's bravenewbookstore.com. It's an easy one. BraveNewBookstore.com. All right, we just about told you the story here on harmful radiation. Next week we'll tell you about nutritional deficiencies and what you can do about those nutritional deficiencies. I mean, you know, you got to have supplements. That's the bottom line of that story. We'll tell you more about that story next time. Meanwhile, back on the farm here, you've been listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and the Law School, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It means we don't discriminate against most people. And it's open to individuals by prearrangement. It means that we're open to people, but you got to tell us first. Now remember, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the law school at 417-273-4967. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. We got to leave it right there, so we'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.